Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Another hot day in store with our monkey meter sitting at steamy. I'll show you what the heat index will feel like through the afternoon.
And the timeline is ticking down for when former President Donald Trump plans to turn himself in Fulton County, Georgia. Plus, we're walking you through what is expected to happen during his booking process. We'll walk you through the very start of your Tuesday here at 4:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Hot and humid will once again be the theme for August, but just sweat through one more day. Tomorrow's going to feel great. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. First, we'll focus on what we're going to see today.
Yeah, here's our heat index for today. It's already going to feel like around 93 at lunchtime, but up to 102 this afternoon at around 4 o'clock. So if you're going to be out late later in the afternoon, it's going to feel really hot, very similar to yesterday's feel. 102 doesn't put us in a heat advisory. 105 most likely would, so we're very close to it. Hour by hour, temperatures this morning will be in the 70s, and it'll be sticky, feeling like yesterday. We climbed to 91 at lunchtime, and then 93 for the high this afternoon. So that stickiness, of course, really makes it feel a lot hotter by as much as 10 degrees. We stay nice and dry today, but the tropics are still very active. Early this morning, this system here was named Harold. So we have a brand new tropical storm, Harold, likely to affect Texas. We also have Franklin, which is likely to affect the islands here, especially Haiti and the Dominican Republic. GERT is dissipating, but there are a few more waves coming off the coast of Africa. Let's take a look at Harold. Harold is likely to bring some heavy rain to the southern tip of Texas and then move on into Mexico. So we're going to talk about some of those rainfall totals. There are tropical storm warnings in effect for South Texas. And then Franklin will move up across the islands here over the next 24 to 48 hours, possibly becoming a hurricane by Saturday and sitting in a spot that we'll definitely want to keep a close eye on. We'll talk more about what else is happening in the tropics coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. The well-being of students is top of mind this morning in the state's largest school system. Parents, you'll find out how Wake County Schools plan to support your child's mental health. WRAL's Keenan Willer joins us live from Apex Friendship High School. Keenan, this is an important focus area for Wake Schools.
It is, and you can tell by the investment that's going to be made here. This campus is going to be flooded with support services and counselors, all gathering here at Apex Friendship High for the annual School Mental Health Support Summit. This is going to be an effort, the district saying that this annual counseling kickoff conference will give staff the chance to talk through mental health strategies for this year, including a focus on supporting social and emotional learning, positive behavior, and overall student mental health. It comes as the district expanded mental health care last fall, bringing in-school services to a total of 40 campuses. WRAL has found that according to the CDC, in the last decade, rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts have been rising among young people. It's one of the challenges the district's new superintendent, Robert Taylor, will face as he takes the reins of the state's largest school district this fall. Now, this conference is expected to kick off in just about 3.5 hours at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be on site to speak with district leaders about the impact and strategies they're hoping to build here and why it matters for families. Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
We're working to learn more about a shooting in Zebulon. Police responded to East North Street around 9:30 last night. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching in and around a townhome and placing evidence markers. Police do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the community. No word on whether an arrest has been made or whether anyone was hurt.
A man accused of murder after his mother died from a severe beating is expected to be in court today for the new charges. Charges have been upgraded for 29-year-old Christopher McCullough. Wake County DA says the suspect's mother died from her injuries Monday. McCullough is accused of attacking his parents at their home on Ingate Way earlier this month. Investigators say he beat them until they were unconscious, right in front of a young child.
Any murder certainly is horrific, but when it involves people within the same family, you know, those are certainly very tragic situations. We look forward to bringing justice to this victim and her family.
McCullough was originally charged with inflicting serious bodily injury. We're told his father is still in the hospital. The DA says McCullough could face life in prison without parole if he's convicted on the first-degree murder charge.
We are 2 days out from former President Donald Trump being arrested in Fulton County, Georgia. He announced last night he plans to turn himself in on Thursday. The arrest stems from Trump's most recent indictment in Georgia, where he and 18 co-defendants are accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. Here's what we know about the booking process. He's expected to post a $200,000 bond. It is a deal his legal team and the district attorney's office agreed to on Monday. Other release conditions include barring Trump from using social media to target his 18 co-defendants in the case, as well as any witnesses. Several other defendants in the case also agreed to bond orders yesterday. The deadline for all of them to turn themselves in is this Friday.
Former Rollsville Police Chief Orlando Soto has filed a federal lawsuit against the town and several of its leaders. Soto served as Rollsville's police chief from 2017 to 2020. In the lawsuit, Soto alleges workplace harassment and hostility from the town's leadership and says non-Hispanic colleagues weren't treated the same way. WRL has reached out to town government representatives, the town manager, and mayor. We're waiting to hear back. Rescuers in California are going to extraordinary measures to get people to safety from all the devastation caused by Hillary. Crews used a front loader to bring people to safety in the Coachella Valley from after that storm when the roads were filled with mud there. The storm also caused widespread flooding in Southern California. Hillary left at least one person dead in Mexico, where it made landfall. No reports of any deaths in the U.S.
A new outdoor concert venue in Raleigh and an indoor sports arena in Cary are both closer to reality. Wake County commissioners unanimously approved funding for those projects and several others using tourism tax money. More than $387 million will pay to expand the Raleigh Convention Center and relocate Red Hat Amphitheater a block south of its current location. Another $75 million would go toward building a new downtown Raleigh hotel that can accommodate larger conventions. There's also $75 million dedicated for a new indoor sports complex as part of the redevelopment of South Hills Mall in Cary.
And Renee, Wake County commissioners also approved millions of dollars for PNC Arena renovations. Raleigh City Council members approved the funding last week. That money is part of a larger recommendation from the city and county managers on how to spend the revenue from the hospitality tax. Raleigh's hospitality tax is expected to foot the bill.
Happening today, Nash County Public Schools is celebrating the grand opening of a new elementary school. The ribbon cutting for Red Oak Elementary School is today at 4:30 p.m. The school is on Red Oak Road in the town of Red Oak. Although the school partially opened last year, this celebrates the merger of two other elementary schools. Swift Creek Elementary and Cedar Grove Elementary students will now attend Red Oak.
4:37 right now on your Tuesday morning. A disturbing video here leads to seven horses being taken away from a farm. Coming up, hear from an expert about how the animals were treated, plus a police officer in the right place at the right time.
Your house is on fire. Get out.
Really?
Yeah.
See the body cam video from an officer who quickly jumped into action and helped save an unknowing family.
And we'll give you this live look downtown Raleigh this morning. You may feel a light breeze. It might feel good, but the humidity is on the way. It'll be another hot one, and Elizabeth Gardner will be here to tell us just how hot it'll feel.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41. It's a quiet morning, but it is warm and sticky. 71 in Wilson, 72 in Durham, and 76 degrees right now in Fayetteville. It's going to feel very much like it did yesterday. We're going to see maybe a bit more cloud cover for today. There will be some times when it feels overcast. That might hold our temperatures down by a couple of degrees. Yesterday, we hit 97. Today, we're looking at 95. It's not going to be a big enough difference for you to notice, really. 70 in Southern Pines, it's 76 in Fayetteville, but a very pleasant 66 in Lewisburg. It's 69 in Tarboro, 68 in South Hill, 76 though in Goldsboro, and 71 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Walking the dog this morning, yeah, it's warm and sticky, and it'll be a hot afternoon as we climb into the mid-90s. No rain in the forecast for today. I'll show you how many more days it might be before we see rain.
An ongoing animal abuse investigation in Cumberland County has led to seven horses being taken away from a farm. I want to warn you, some of this video is disturbing to watch. The video sparked the investigation. It shows a young horse being sprayed in the face while on the ground at Wits End Quarter Horses Farm. A different part of the same video shows the horse falling to the ground, and another recording appears to show the horse being dragged. An animal expert who spoke with WRL says this is not an appropriate way to train a horse.
It's terrible. I just,
that's a baby. They don't know any better. They're looking to you to lay that foundation in there and to show them a correct start in life.
In a statement to WRL, a representative from Wits End said, "I have no reason to speak our side of the story to you guys. We have nothing to hide, and the truth will come to light and make everyone online look like idiots." Cumberland County says a veterinarian is examining the horses, and those results will determine whether any charges will be filed.
A man is dead this morning from a gas tank explosion in Nash County. Sky 5 shows a massive response after it happened. This was on Tobacco Farm on Red Bud Road in Castalia. Nash County Sheriff says the man was filling up the gas tank when it exploded. He's been identified as 28-year-old Francis Johnson Jr. of Lewisburg.
A police officer was in the right place at the right time when he managed to help a family save them from a burning home. Now, this family was inside and had no idea their house was on fire. Dramatic moments caught on camera.
Your house is on fire! Get out! Your house is on fire! Your house is on fire! Get out!
Really?
Yeah.
Really, she says. Wow. This happened in Ohio. The officer quickly jumped into action there, grabbed a water hose to put the fire out. According to police, the homeowners were using a fire pit on the deck and they thought they'd put it out. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Officers are now using this video as a reminder about fire safety. That time of year, I guess, in the north, a little bit towards the north where you can use a fire pit outside. Just got to remember those embers burn for a long time.
Right. As we move into the fall season and people will get their fire pits going, gotta remember, make sure it is all out before you go back inside. The first day of the traditional school year is almost here, and schools will be looking at ways to spend their unused pandemic funding. WRL Investigates' Sarah Kruger has a preview of a story you'll see only on WRL. This is the last full school year of COVID relief funding, and the clock is ticking to spend hundreds of millions of dollars or risk losing it. From PPE at the beginning of the pandemic to bonus pay to teachers who stayed in the classroom during the COVID disruption to programs to help kids not fall too far behind. North Carolina school systems spent billions. Tonight on our news at 5:30, WRL investigates the money that is unspent and the programs that school systems hope to continue even when this COVID funding goes away. Sarah Kruger, WRL News, Raleigh.
4:45 is the time right now. And as we turn our attention to weather, taking a look at the big picture of what's happening here with the heat and humidity, but also in the tropics. Very, very active the last couple of days, Elizabeth.
It has. You know, yesterday we were talking about Hillary. And Hillary, of course, was a storm that was in the Pacific. It was the H name. And now we have Harold here in the Atlantic Basin. The two different basins use different names for storms, of course. And this is now, as of the 2 a.m. advisory, a tropical storm very close to making landfall here. It's already pushing some rain into South Texas, where it could cause some minor flooding there. Winds at 45 miles per hour. It's not likely to be a very strong storm, but it is moving northwest at 18 miles per hour. And you can see the path of that has it moving onshore today and then dissipating over Mexico. So it is getting awfully active out there right now. We're also going to take a look at Franklin in a few minutes. It's affecting the islands and then potentially wandering around in the Atlantic for a little bit. We'll show you where that storm is going coming up. Taking a live look here at Zebulon. They just had their sprinklers going a few minutes ago. I was going to make a comment on that. You know, it's been pretty hot and humid around here for the last little bit and dry as well. We don't really have much rain in our forecast this week, so it may be time to start pulling out the sprinklers if you haven't yet. 72 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point is 68. That's kind of a normal feel to the morning here in August. Our temperatures climb into the 80s by around 10 a.m. And today's going to feel similar to yesterday. You might notice a bit more cloud cover today than yesterday. That'll hold our temperatures down maybe by 2 degrees. Yesterday we hit 97. Looking at 95 today in Raleigh, 93 in Durham, and 98 in Fayetteville. We take a look at our muggy meter. We're sitting at steamy right now. It's going to be between steamy and tropical during the day today, making it feel hotter than it is. Humidity is going to be dropping though by tonight and tomorrow. You can see the green areas at 5 o'clock, so we're still going to be feeling sticky for most of the day. But watch the gray area. Watch how we dry things out nicely. Big drop in our humidity for Wednesday. Tuesday. It's really only going to be for one day. There's a humid air to the east and to the west of us, and it fills back in late on Thursday. So we have a sticky day today. You're going to be in the steamy zone. Tomorrow, really comfy at 59, and we bounce right back on Thursday to 67. And then Friday and Saturday, we're going to bounce right back into the 70s. So here's a look at how it's going to feel. Feeling like 102 today, but like 88 Wednesday, but 96 on Thursday. 106 on Friday, 103 on Saturday. That 106 would potentially put us in the heat advisory criteria. So we check that forecast. Again, a nice break on Wednesday, but just a short one. Friday's going to be really hot at 98. And then we get into a small chance for thunderstorms. A front comes through late Saturday that will make it feel more comfortable for Sunday and Monday. And we might see more 80s next week, too.
Looking forward to that. Elizabeth, thank you. Teachers at Raleigh High School got a special visit ahead of the new school year. Up next, how Enloe's founding principal, George Cady, who is almost 102 years old, is inspiring educators.
And a new system is expanding at RDU that'll help you get into a parking spot and onto your flight in less time. .451 is the time right now, and you take a live look at North Hills. Always looks alive, even before 5 a.m. Look at that. Heat and humidity on the way again today. It is sort of a rinse and repeat from yesterday. Governor Roy Cooper will be visiting today to Wake Ed Partnerships Tools for Schools Classroom Supply Store. The shop opened earlier this month to give teachers a place to go to stock up for the coming year. Supplies are bought by the Wake Ed Partnership or donated by different community partners. Teachers are given points to use on items, and teachers can sign up on the Wake Ed Partnership website.
Teachers across the state are now preparing for the first day of school, which will be this Monday for most counties in our viewing area. At Raleigh's Enloe High, teachers were surprised and inspired by a special visit from a former principal. WRAL's Dan Haggerty explains the man helped open the school in 1962 and is over 100 years old.
Welcome back, everybody.
Enloe principal Jackie Jordan challenged her teachers to inspire this year's students to be their best.
It's the habits of getting kids engaged. It's the habits that lead to engagement that ultimately result in commitment.
A sense of commitment is what led Enloe's founding principal, George Cady, to record this phone message.
And I'm calling to see if there's something I can do to help at the beginning of school.
Then, 2 months shy of 102 years of age, he took the stage.
This is my friend and my colleague, George Cady.
Cady is a former Air Force pilot, a teacher, a principal, and educational advisor to governors. He has the distinction of opening the first desegregated high school in the state, as well as the first magnet school, all here at Enloe. He remembers the sacrifices.
61 years ago, the teachers that came to this school made about $4,500 a year.
There was no air conditioning, and classrooms were crowded.
The teachers had anywhere from 30 to 37 children in each classroom.
Now for Cady, it's all happy memories.
I'm very proud of this school.
Jordan believes that Cady's long-term commitment to students is a great example for all educators.
We're not driven by a paycheck. We're not, you know, driven by somebody telling us what we have to do or what we need to do. We are driven from the heart.
Dan Haggerty, WRAL News.
Just a wealth of knowledge and lessons that a person like that can bring over the years. Every generation can gain something from that.
I mean, just think of all his lived experiences, right? And he also shared his keys to a long life. So he's 2 months shy of 102. He says, be kind and exercise every day.
Keep on moving. He looks great. Finding a parking spot at RDU is getting easier thanks to some new technology. Overhead lights will signify the spots that are open, closed, handicapped spots. If you spot a green light, there's an opening nearby. The airport tried this out on level 6 for a while, and they report guests found spots 63% faster. All levels of the deck will get those lights by the spring of 2024.
I love that idea. Yeah. No more circling around, right? A company in North Carolina dumped massive amounts of toxic chemicals into the Cape Fear River for decades. That's a drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. These forever chemicals linked to serious health problems also contaminated the air and groundwater surrounding the plant. It's the subject of our latest WRAL doc, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. You can watch Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. on WRAL. You can also watch on WRAL.com and the WRAL Doc YouTube page at 8 p.m.
Meantime, ahead at 5 this morning, we're staying on top of breaking news in Wake County, where crews have been on the scene all morning battling a house fire that forced a road to close.
And Barbie Botox, all new this morning. The latest social media trend that has some people transforming. We are breaking down the medical risks that are not so glamorous.